of the recording.
Okay. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that studying the Haggadah, the Yigalatam Levincha, is a zchus to have children, to have b'nei children, to have your children have children. So with that in mind, let's discuss what is it exactly, what is the message that we're trying to get over to our children? There are many messages of the evening. The Yigalatam Levincha, obviously, the simple pshat is that we're letting them know about the nisim, the flows that happen in Tzias Mitzrayim. But I want to discuss, perhaps, as another message. I'm sure there are many messages, but as another message I'd like to give over of what we're trying to accomplish this evening. So I want to begin with, first of all, a few different beautiful pieces. The first really is just more of a halachic discussion, which most of you, I'm sure, are familiar. This is from the Haggadah of Rabbi Yonasan Sacks. The mitzvah of chinuch. The first page of Maseches Sukkah Nechlu Rabbi Yehuda v'Chachamim Legabe Sukkah Shegavo L'malame Esrim Amos. So there's a machlokas in the beginning of Gemara Sukkah. How high the Sukkah is allowed to be. So the Tanakhama says it can only go up to 20 Amos, and Rabbi Yehuda Machshir v'Chachamim Poslim. If it's above, he goes to 45. Ugemara Isa Omer Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Beheleni Hamalka Belud Shehoisa Sukasa Gavoma Esram Ama. We know the famous story of Heleni Hamalka, Vahoyu Zakanim and Echnasam Vyotim Lasham, Velo Amlur Davin, and never said anything to her. Meaning they didn't say it's too high. Amrulo Misham Raya, Sigmar says, what do you mean? That's a Raya, that's a proof. Isha, he said, but Sura bin Asukkah, what are you talking about? She's Pater from the Sukkah. So Amrulahem, Vahalo Shiva, Banam Hayula, she had seven children. Obviously, if she had seven children, the older children are chinuch age. V'yod kol ma'aseha lo osta ela api chachamim. Lomeli l'misne v'yod kol ma'aseha. First of all, obviously, she also did all of her actions were al pi chachamim. And lomeli l'misne v'yod kol ma'aseha lo osta ela api chachamim. Hachi k'mar l'hud, this is what it means. V'chitom rabbanim k'tanim ho yukatanim b'tur minasukah. You might have said that there were only small children, they were all patim minasukah. Kiven the shiva hayu, have e efshut the lo have behu chacha in a tzorach leimod. So obviously, one child that doesn't need the mother, which is the age that you require to the chinuch. Vechitain rakatan shein a tzorach leimod with the rabbanu machay veim with the rabbanu la mashgacha tashma veol kamasel la asa ela pichachamim. And the advice explains on this gemara. So the Ritva says, from here we see that a katan, your machanech, in mitzvahs to do exactly like a gadol. In other words, if you're going to tell me, well, a katan, you don't have to do it exact, it doesn't have to be with all the parameters of having a kosher sukkah, then it wouldn't be a raya. The fact that the Gemara is bringing a raya from Helena Malka, the way she had her sukkah created, which for a child of chinuch, mishum de lo sagi de leke b'vnei chadash agi lechinuch, de boy sukkah me'al yisa, mikro me'lo dover, hakasav chanuch lana apidarko. So we see that obviously from here, it is a source. Venera de ho... What?
It doesn't say it's her husband.
No. We're talking about the children. So the children... Right, it's Helena Malka. So the children, one of them at least, maybe two, three, but at least one of them was chinuch age. And you see from this Gemara that when they built the sukkah, the fact that we're bringing a raya that it could be higher than 20 amah, what's the raya? The raya is that if a child was there who was a bar chiyuva, you had to do it correctly. In other words, give me another example. You're buying a chinuch set. So let's see. So now, first of all, the Gemara is going to say, "Venira, the hard to be in with the katan osa mitzvah yasan behashir gomer kamo gadol osa hu mishnei tamim." When the katan does this mitzvah, like a gadol, and why are we being mechanic? Chada kedei lahargles hakatan laasosas hamitzvah sheomid eschayi behem begdulaso ketikunan. So one obviously is training. He's training. You want him to be You want him to be able, to perform these mitzvahs when he gets older. V'od, not only that, but we want the katan to be mekayim the mitzvah. So now, what Bob is asking is the question, is this a din in the chinuch of the mother or the father? Right? Usually we say it's the father. If you look at the beginning of Maseches Chagiga, there was one instance where Rashi says right away, the mother taking the child Lalila Regal to make sure that the child will go up to the legs. It sounds from that Rashi, there is a din chinuch for the mother. I'm not going to get into that point tonight. V'hinei b'maseches barachos, arminim she'echad eina yochel lehotzi is harabim, yidei chovas birchas amazon, elam kein ocha kezayit dogen. We know that someone cannot be yotze others in birchas hamazon unless he also ate a kezayis of dagan. Rashi says, "Umichi ocho kezayis dagan miha mapik afagat a kezayis dagan shir de rabbanim." Even though it's only a shir de rabbanim, it's not a shir de arise in order to be chayiv in birchas hamazon. Kitagam beperik misha meisa mihu kivin dech mechayiv in the rabbanim mechuyi bedavar. Since you say that he's chayim in the rabbanim, that's enough in order to be motzi others yidei chavasan. Vim tomer b'katon. By the way, this particular line is also a Mordechai that an osi the rabbanim mapik da raisa, which is not our topic tonight, is the Mordechai's answer to the Dogma of Rava's famous question: how can it be that the husband who goes to shul on Friday night and he davens in shul, so he's yotze midah araisa zocher shiyom shabbos akacho, and then he comes home and the wife who is did not go to shul, so how is she still has a chiyuv of saying of a kiddush midah araisa, and all of a sudden he's going to come home in midah rabbanan, and he's going to say a kiddush for his wife who's a chiyuv da araisa. One of the answers is, how can that be? Osei the rabbanim mapik the raisa. It's enough that you're only chayim the rabbanim. V'im tomer b'katan shegi lechina chalo amar hachi. But b'katan we don't say that. Hahu afilim the rabbanim lo mechayim. And why? Da'li da'vu ahu da'rami lechencha.
Who says that it's okay, it's enough that it's only the rabbanim?
Mordechai. The Mordechai. Umavur medevarav she'ein hakatan chayiv b'mitzvus afilim medirabbanim. So from there it seems that the katan is not chayiv in the mitzvus, even medirabbanim. V'kala shitu seha, that shiter over there, she'arei kastav she'ein mechankin katam le'mitzvus elik yedei lahanhigo she'i raga b'kach v'yasa kein la'achish she'yigadel. In other words, if you take one idea to say that those who hold, no, it's purely on the parents. It's nothing to do with the child. Child's not mekayim the mitzvah whatsoever. Or do you say, no, the child is also mekayim the mitzvah. You have to say, if you hold that a child, a katan at any point, if you say a child can be motzi a gadol, it can only be if the child's also mekayim a mitzvah. Ulam Tosos Kotan Shekotan Chai Bikim Mitzvahs Mid Rabbanim Kimokotam Gadol Chai Behem Daraisa. But Tosos holds like that Shita that the child would be Mimkai in the Mitzvah. We're going to return. We're not going to do this. I don't want to spend too much time tonight. This is going to be the introduction, really, on Shabbos. Shabbos, we're going to deal with the Havimina of the Baal Haggadah. Yochol Me Rosh Chodesh. Maybe from Rosh Chodesh should be chayiv.
What about the issue, let's say, of Manish Shana, the chayiv to ask those questions? We're giving it to a katan, and that's the minhag. But maybe, halachically, the question is, if you hold that the katan can be, a mechayiv can be, right, the adult, then he can say it on his own. Otherwise, you have to repeat it.
Well, when you say, I mean, the shol ameshiv, oh, so the question, do you have to say, oh, very nice. I mean, there is a minhag the many that we all say, but I think that's also because part of the evening, the way we are mekayim, the din of vihigata of telling over the story, because even if you're by yourself, you say the manishtana, it's because the tzura is the question and answer. That's also a very different idea that many of the mefarshim speak about why it functions as a question and answer in Haggadah night. But I want to focus just on this particular idea. So this machlokas, we don't have to go through the rest. The rest is also a very beautiful piece. But the understanding is, there is a machlokas, whether the child is chayiv in itself, to be mekayim the mitzvah, whether you want to say it's midrabbanan. There's an idea from the Tziv and the Rosh that they always have a chayiv, but they can't be mekayim the mitzvah. That will discuss Shabbos. Or do you say, no, it's not a din in the katan whatsoever. It's a din in the parent to be mechanech the child. This also has to go through, because what are you trying to accomplish in the evening? Is the accomplish of the evening also simply that it's a it's just to train the child that when you get older, you'll be able to run a Seder. You know all the mitzvahs of the Seder. You know the Achilas Matzah, the Achilas Mara, etc., etc. But what are we supposed to get over and explain to the child?
The fact that it's Vehigadat HaLevincha, there has to be some level of acceptance or understanding by the child. He's got to participate in that mitzvah, right? It can't be just a mitzvah on the parent only, meaning that the child is a necessary part of your mitzvah.
Of course, of course. The child, you have to teach the child Ba'asheh Husham. Right, where the child is able. You know, you don't come in to a child of 5 years old and simply talk about brisket Torahs. They won't understand what's going on. You have to speak to them on their level. So they are part of the they are part of the discussion. But I want to show you that maybe there's a very much deeper idea that you're trying to get over to them. First, I want to show you the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe. It's a beautiful piece. That's a necessary fit into our share, but it's so beautiful. I wanted to share it with you. But we'll show you how. But we'll kvetch it in. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Elazar, the famous part of the Haggadah. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shem Mesubim b'nei Brak, Ad Shabol Tamidayim va'Armel Lahem Rabbi Seinu, Higi Yizman Kriyah Shema Shel Shachris. L'chora kosha. It's a very interesting question. What are you mentioning, Ryan? You're coming over to the... What is the message over here? Rabbis, time for Shachris. What are you doing? Tegi Yizman Kriyashma. Ulaskin lakra Kriyashma. Uma gam im hayo oskim asipi yitzis mayim ve'osik b'mitzvah potim and a mitzvah. What are you bothering them? As Osip and Mitzvah, Potsip and Mitzvah. What is the deeper idea? It's an unbelievable thought of the Alexander Rebbe. Ulam, Naktam the Taritz Maimel Chazal. Bishar Shahotziyas Rebbe Yekiva Lahariga's Man Kriyash Mahoya. Loves how he puts it together. So the story is that, you know, when Rebbe Yekiva was being taken out to be killed, that was his man of Kriyashma. Vahoya Sarkin is Besoro, Mesarka Shabarzel, right? They were torturing him. Amlu Tamida Rabbeinu Ad Kan, Amr Lehem, call Yemai Hayisi Mitzdara La Pasik Zer, my whole life, I was so upset. Bechol Nafshecha, Va'armati Masa Yavali Deivak Yemen, how can I ever be Mekayim this mitzvah? Bechol Nafshecha, to give up my life for the Kaddish Baruch, Vakshav Shabali Dei, Loak Yemenu. Now it comes to the point, I shouldn't be Mekayim it. Bekasha, Ma Hayashedis Tatamidim, why were they asking him? What is the real conversation? This is the understanding. Isa b'sefer ha'chayim. Shabakashes Moshe Rabbeinu. Masha rotza lachios b'zeh ha'olam ha'shefa. What was Moshe Rabbeinu says? I want us to live in this world. In the next world, there's no avodas Hashem. Rak tzadikim yoshim v'nenim ziv hashchina. Ulezos lo rotzam Moshe Rabbeinu l'sham b'chol hatovahu. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want this. Rak sheyishar ba'olam hazeh l'man yuchal asos od nachas ruach liyotu bar. He wanted to remain here. V'zeh ha'ya she'elis ha'tamidim l'Rabbi Akiva. Dinei Isa b'kisvei Arizal. uvesvarim hakadoshim. The Rabbi Yekiva hayachal b'koach dushaso lahavriach sonav me'alpanav lahatzanafshem eitam. Rizal says he would have been able to get out of this whole issue. Below chafetz b'zeh, he didn't want this to occur. Rak ritzona hayilim sor nafshal kiddush Hashem yisparach. You know, there's a story. It's hard to understand the statements of the Arizal. It's a story that when the Gra was in the in prison, so Hashamish came every day to give him coffee. And one day, I don't know, couldn't find the coffee. And whatever it was, and the story goes, I think that the Gra says, no, no, I'll show you how to do it. And he comes out of the jail and he goes to get his coffee and brings it back. Like, if you know how to do this, what are you doing over there? Okay, let's just take it for the facts that they are, or the story, without getting too much into understanding it. V'zeh ha'yesha elas ha'tamidim Rabbi Kiva, Rabbeinu adkan. Hainu im yarog ato bidei ha'risham. If you will get killed now, lo yosef shenis la'avod Hashem yisparach, you won't be able to worship, you'll not be able to do any more avoda in this world. V'la'asos l'nachas ruach, ki bi'olam haba ein sham shum avoda. So why don't you get out of this? You choose life. Like Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to choose life. Don't compare me to Moshe Rabbeinu. He showed he was going to have a beautiful death, you know, through a neshika, a kiss. Moshe didn't want that. He wanted to stay here. But that's not with me. I have the ability through this terrible death. In order to sanctify God's name. So Masai Ezka Odla Mesiras Nefesh says, I won't have this ability again. I'll be a liar. What do you mean? B'chol nafshecha, it means I don't want it. U'she'eles tamidei Rabbi Yekiva hein heim hadvarim she'omel tamidim l'rabboseim kan. Ka'asher rosh ha'hoye rabboseim b'bnei brak. This is a beautiful idea. When they saw them in B'nei Brak, miloshen haroa omer b'krogi she'ber... The light that was shining from there was immense. There it's as if their nefesh was davuk b'kadosh baruch hu to leave this world. They were so close to God. And that's what the Tamidim were saying, to hold off. Don't go into that world. Come back to this world. If you go then, you won't be able to give a reich nichoach l'Hashem anymore. Ki olam haba ein shem avoda lo kenim tishara ba olam hazeh. Tuchla b'chol yom nesha v'shach liyachad liyachid. This idea of the Yismach Yisrael, I mean, it's very difficult to understand what the Talmidim is saying. Where are you going? You should stay here. You won't be able to obey Hashem any longer if you just leave this world and this holiness that you have encircled you. I think part of this will be what I want to use this is to one point of the Yismach Yisrael, and perhaps you could understand it differently. Perhaps you could say also what they were saying is that you're vehigata to levincha. is on a, such a high level, you're leaving this world, we're not part of your discussion. We can't relate to that discussion. We're not on that level. We're not this close with the Dveikus the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You have to come back into this world. Don't leave us. Teach us on our level. Give us a understanding of the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim that we can relate to. And that's what I want to use to understand something beautiful, because many of the Mefarshim focus on the Russia. Who was the Russia? What is the Russia? Now, we know there were those who understand the Russia, simple pshat, those who were, he summoned, who was Kofa Be'ikr. Kofa Be'ikr, meaning he just totally disagrees with everything that's written in the Torah, etc., etc. And perhaps that's how most of us grew up, understanding that was the Russia. A simple pshat, the Russia is someone who rejects all of Yiddishkeit. So again, look at the next page, quoting again the Yismach Yisrael, but this idea is found a number of places. And I want to do the footnote of Mem Aleph, because you're going to see something in the Haftorah, the Brachos Haftorah. I'm sure many of you have not heard whatsoever. Unbelievable, beautiful pshat. Kosav. Kosav HaRav HaKadosh Yismach Yisrael. B'Shem Aviv. Harav HaKadosh Rabbi Yechiam Alexander, the Ein Lomash HaRasha Shal Haggadah HaKavana L'Rasha Gomer. Don't think the Russia is a Russia Gomer. We spoke about this on Shabbos, but a different idea. There, the Nesiv HaShalom was saying that who's the Russia Gomer? Really, we are Rasham Gomorrah. What is the Russia over here? What does it mean? The Russia Gomer that he was referring to is the Russia, is the individual who acts cold-heartedly in his Maisa HaMitzvahs. That's, he's dead. He just doesn't have any feeling, no neshama. We spoke on Shabbos that sometimes, you know, with every Maisa HaMitzvah is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, and sometimes the Kiyum HaMitzvah is done with such cold-heartedness, it's almost as if at times you shouldn't even do the Maisa HaMitzvah. Ela hakavana lemisha shenoish mehatshuva. Someone who, what are you talking about? The Russian someone has given up on himself. Umedame menavsho ki avda tikvaso. He gave up. Ukevar ein lo chelik v'nachluch b'chlal Yisrael. He doesn't feel like he has a nachli. He doesn't feel like he's part of Klal Yisrael. V'yazer amru shehu kofe be'ikr. What is the ikr? The ikkar is belief in oneself. The ikkar is the belief that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will always hear us. Just as in Mitzrayim, what are we talking about? We're talking about people on the 49th level of Tuma. And it was Bechipazdom because one more second, they would have been lost. Just as it happened in Mitzrayim, V'chein ata mechuyiv kol ish Yisrael lahamen v'lomar, Bavrozeh os Hashem li daika ki gam hayam, even today, B'layla hazeh, this night, Yotze me'afele or gadol, even one who was so lowly. Now look at Mem Aleph. This is unbelievable pshat that we say this every week in Haftorah, and we don't realize the pshat. Makara tahar bechol sifrei kodesh. The echemem neibraz medivrei orach hashulchan. Right, we have Chassidish Torah and the orach hashulchan. Kishehu mevaras nuslach habirchas Haftorah. What does it mean, achar lo yishuv reikam? Tevas achar is like backwards, what was in the past. Ein lo avana. Madu lo amra v'davar echa mitvarecha lo yishuv reikam. What do you mean? Nothing from what you say is ever going to be a waste or nothing. Ela dezehu milsut b'shita. Shekol divrei hatorech o divrei hanaviyim miskayim. All of the words, every dvar Torah will always be mekayim. If you disagree, if you throw this aside, you don't have a chelik with the God of Yisrael. Ella Don't think we're talking about history. It doesn't happen before. It's happening again. It happens tonight. Tonight, which is the Zaman of the Geula, is happening again tonight, not just of the past. Ukemo yitzias Mitzrayim shebechol davar dar achayiv adam liras asatmo kihul yotzim Mitzrayim v'nimtzad bechol esu yitzias Mitzrayim. Just as we have to feel that we're experiencing, chayin in kabbalas haTorah kol mashal yoz lo avru v'lo yavru elatamei natzusim v'polim bechol es. And that's what it means. Uve leze omer v'davar echad min v'recha achar lo yeshiv reikam kolama. What does that mean? You, who live in the past as if it happened before, but it had nothing to do with me. You have to understand, it's not something of the past, it's something of the present. So go on, it'd be beautiful. Don't think this is only talking about tzaddikim. But to us, it's not shayach. Kize eino. Ukemosha kasa beveis aram. Hayotze lono mizeh shemisha over es Hashem be'emes, Ovid, es Hashem be'emes yochol ikach milelos halolos shatadurim harbe b'harbe. Those who do this avoda, with tremendous hislavas, you understand you how much you can take out of it. Heim beruchini es heim begashmias. The Latkaf got nushing the Dolmi Karech, not just great people. Elafilo Anushim Avim Bahagasas Besuchayara, the slowest of people. Kol Echad Yachol Likach Kefi Archa. You can get out of it, whatever is on your level. The Chayavim Lahamim Bezeh, Ula Oris Haleg Betshuva Kde Liskarev Elov Yisbarach. You have a chiv to believe this and to change yourself and to believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to take you again out of your personal Shibud Mitzrayim, your personal Shibud of the Memtes level of Tuma. The Efshala Seis Remes, another, this is unbelievable. This is, you won't forget this. Menakosav, the Esa Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim. Unbelievable. Ever think about this? The Nesha. Shehimsha Kadosh Baruch Hu Sageula Lahala Agabe Hanesha Afshehu Of Tame. You're not allowed to eat. It's an Of Tame. So an Of Tame. You're giving us a mushel. God, take us out. Should be on a Of Tar. Adaraba. Lamdena Bosha Afmi Shenitba Ba'avonos Yochel Iskarev Pelov Yisbaruch Hashem. That's the whole point. Even someone who's Matame himself with all the transgressions. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, V'yada pshuta l'kabel shavim. V'chein oma harav ha-kodesh ha-ksam sofer. Beautiful. The ksam sofer says, Hine kemo shechayiv adam liros ha-satzim gihu liyotzim b'mitzrayim. Kemo chen chayiv adam liros ha-satzim gihu lihu hoya me'ovdi ha-varazora. V'achshav kirvu ha-mokim la-vadoso. It's unbelievable. Ksam sofer is saying is, that's your avoda every year. You have to feel, you have to put yourself into the level to say, I'm an Ovid Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? What do you mean, I'm an Ovid Zarah? Everyone has an Avodah Zarah means I'm also a Chote. And you have to think of yourself as you're going through this evening to put yourself onto a low level. I'm a Tame. I'm an Ovid Avodah Zarah. I'm a person who's a Chote. And as you go through the evening, the Achshav Kiru Hamakom LaVodaso, and God is taking me closer and closer to Him. V'hayom b'layla hischa LaVodas Hashem b'tchila b'mitzvos hanhagas oso halayla. V'im yomar ha'ovet eches kadesh v'es alev v'hini b'shefim. And you ask yourself, how am I able to do this? Yilmad mehakarpas. Another unbelievable idea. Karpas. Shekol Hashana Harehu Tomin Ba'adama. What is a karpas? Especially those that graduate. What is it? Buried in the ground. Baraka Olam Yotzim Elamala. Right? Just the part of it comes outside. Afa became Bilel Pesach Motzi Moso Me'amkeho Adama Umishapik Lehios Cheftzah Shal Mitzvah. the idea, it's symbolic. We take an adama, something which is buried in the ground, that we bring it onto our Seder plate. We bring it into the Seder to show that this chepza, which is buried in the ground, la'alos al shulchan malachim zeh shulchan ha-seder. Uchiyotze b'yad kol echel l'salos mibriya mikasa le'igra rama l'malamat, that you can go to the highest level. V'hocha havir margla b'pumi et derav ha-kodesh Beis Yisrael. And that's what the Beis Yisrael says, Alatzanon, Hanilkach Lekarpus, Kol Hashana, this is Yiddish, I don't know, Biskevein, Varda, Ratach, I don't know, all the air, it's just a radish. Perish Ha'yisa Shava Kitznon, V'atas Achicha Lahalos Lahiyos, Al Shuchan Haseder, Kimochein Lididon, Af Misha Eina Shava El Ratach, B'yada Lahalos B'layla Hazeh. And that is Bahareza Ikam Ashmao Shal Shemachag Pesach Melosha Dila Kfitza. The Pesach, the Lashon of the day of the Pesach, is like jumping. We are jumping. Shabiyad kol echel lakpos medregos rabos harbe yosem emasha shabakochel alos bechol ashanakula. V'yishar lo haroba kayama, and you should this purpose of this evening should stay with you, kede isa besvas emes. Zilel Shimurim the Dorosam, Shemilel Pesach Nisha Shmiras Kol Yimei Hashana. The Leil Pesach should stay with you for an entire year, Kemo Shahaya Oz Shemurim the Doros, Kemo Chaim Bechol Shana Nisha Shmiras Malay Lazul Kol Yimei Hashana. I don't know if you brought it down here. The Chabad does not say Chasal Sidr Pesach. Why? Because they don't want to say that it ends this evening. This idea of the lowness coming to the highest level of the Kedusha of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, this idea of man climbing up this ladder from the 49th level of Tumah is something which has to stay with you the entire year. So Chasal Sidr Pesach, don't say, it's not over tonight. This is the Haskalah. This is the Haskalah. In fact, I saw it, very interesting. There are many, Chasidish and Menhagim, of right after Yontif, to continue not having matzah. To have matzah, not to have chametz. You know that the Vilna Gaon is very machbid. The right after they used to make Havdalah on beer. Why is he making it? It's really like two different concepts. Continuing having the chag continue with you. And the Vilna Gaon says, no, Dafke, you have to have beer. What was the Vilna Gaon saying? I think pshat, maybe could be. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, just the opposite. You have to have chametz right afterwards. You know why? You take the Kedusha that you've learned from all of Yontif, and you infuse it in the chametz. The chametz, Lefnei Pesach, was on one level. You now take your Kedusha, the Kedusha that you've now brought from Yontif, and be makdish the chametz that's in our life. V'zeh remes ha'afikomen. What was that? Yeah, you know what? It's a good question. It sounds like it, right? I mean, that's why the Grove is very careful not to have any kind of baal tosef. What did they say? I think it was the ninth day of... When do you throw garbage into his sukkah? Yeah. You hear that? You know what? Sometimes my salacha, sometimes ideas like this, you take it for what they're trying to accomplish. Not halach l'maisa. Don't be a cold briska, Bob. That's all I'll say.
If chametz is the Yetzer Hara, then why don't we eat matzah all year long?
Right. Because it's impossible to live in... Unfortunately, we don't live in that level. We don't live on that level.
But the concept of infusing kedusha is the shteh
lechem. Yeah.
What we do, right?
Right.
That's the whole, right. Bring it back. You know, because that's in Shiloh. Because during the base of Mikdash, there was no chametz.
Right. Except on Shavuos. Oh, right. Lahashia chelak mehamatza al kol hashana. The chains kiv lamantis. You know, that's also, by the way, Bob, it's also part of the minug that many have to take part of the afikomen and to hide it, or to put it by, you know, one of the pictures and leave it there the whole year as a simon to remind us. But your point is well taken. So what are we saying here? And this is really, I wanted to do a little piece of the Nesiva Shalom. But this is the message that I think that we're trying to give over to our children. This is what the Yismach Yisrael was saying. And this is the message we're trying to give over to our children. More than the Shem, they tell them the Nisim and the flows and everything. And I've said this last week, and it's something which is to understand, to say it over and over and over. The Netziv explains that the motif, and we all see this, that the motif, the idea of the Haggadah that we have in front of us today is the Haggadah Shogolos. And the Haggadah Shogolos is talking to a people who seems to be so far away from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There was a beautiful idea I heard today from Rav Shirley Bornstein on the Daf Yomi. Really, I heard this and I had chills. Mamash had chills. It's such a beautiful idea where he was giving a whole like 30-minute shiur. I suggest everyone go on today's daf, find his shiur, and do the last 30 minutes. He talks about really the whole chayrim to Rabbeinu Gershom, but at the end, he gives a magnificent, magnificent idea. Why does Rabbeinu Gershom is called the Or HaGola? The Or HaGola. I mean, many have been concerned that everyone, but the Rabbeinu Gershom is like a different... on a different level. He says, something unbelievable. He says, you know why? He was the one who said that you know you can give a get bal karcha. So he was mataki and can no longer give a get bal karcha. When the Beis Din Shamata decides a halacha, the Beis Din Shamala has to follow it. So this was the saying to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't divorce us unless we consent. Just as a husband cannot divorce a wife unless she consents, so the Eibishter cannot divorce Kalal Yisrael unless we consent. The Be'er HaGola, because that's what he was saying in Golus. We're in Golus, Kadosh Baruch Hu can't divorce us. Just a beautiful idea. And that's the message that we're giving to our children. We're giving you a message to our children that I met by Asher Husham, wherever you are tonight. Whether you're the Chacham, you can grow. Whether you're the Rashi, you can grow. Whatever you are, the Tam, She'eni Yoda L'Shol, there's a future for you to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to what Nesiva Shalom says. And he really repeats much of what the Yismach Yisrael. Quite often the Hasidic Shavars, they're all similar. Baruch HaMokom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas, and Tarlem Amos Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Kineged arba habanim dibra Torah v'chulu. And we said this last week, where I said it a different tone. Remember, Baruch HaMokom, the Lashon of HaMokom. HaMokom Yenachem Eschem Etosha Avle Tzim V'Shalayim. HaMokom. The Mokom means from the idea of Yechezkel. Yechezkel was Chutz La'aretz. Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimakomo, from that Mokom. Baruch HaMokom, meaning... you who feel you're so far away from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the lashon in the Haggadah. Why? Because we feel that we're in Galus, we're far away from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMokom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas, Antar Lamam Yisrael. Kineged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. Inyan Hakdama Hazos Mehamagid Lomar Dalip Am Lashon Baruch. V'Hodel Hashem Yisparchi Azeh Shedibra Torah Kineged Dalip Banim. Torah spoke to four banim. Is a chizik from the in the avodah Hashem wherever level you're on. Shabachol masavav haruchaniyim yochel is chazek. Ki leben nechshav d'vnei hamakom. A child, banim atem l'Hashem. You're always considered close to God. Heinim hu b'matzav sheben chacham. Behenim hu b'matzav sheben Rasha. I don't care if you're ben chacham or you're a Rasha. Yeshlo hatoa ben v'yeshlo tshuva al she'elas hamikar elav. She'elas haben hachacham. The chacham. What is he asking? Moha'edus v'hachukim v'atshuva she'ein maftir nachar haPesach. Yeshlomar. Al pi ma shekasa b'sefer divrei Moshe l'val she'elas hachacham. What did God teach you? What does that mean? Sivahu lashon sivsod, haynu dvekas v'chibur. attachment to God. V'shoel, ma zeh she'atam ha'tzadikim zochem ha'yidei edus v'chukim v'mishpatim l'stabek v'Hashem. How is it? How are you zocha? What did you do that when you're doing all of these mitzvahs to be attached to God? V'ani mekayim es hakol v'eini zocha l'vol d'dveikus v'Hashem. I do the mitzvahs. I don't seem to have this ability to have this dveikus b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uchavasa kehilchas pesach she'ein maftein achar ha'pesach hafikomen. Shehapesach ne'achal ala soveya. What does that mean? The Pesach is eat when you're somewhat full? Davka shlo yagash kol tana gashmi. They're telling him, don't remove yourself with the materialism of this world. V'hainu she'im rotzim lehiyos dovik b'Hashem tzorch l'skadesh lo lihonis m'inyanim gashmiyim. That line I always have trouble with. We have to understand it on our level. What does that mean? You can't have any gashmias? I always understand this to mean there's gashmias, and then there's the raison d'etre of your life is gashmias. We all need gashmias. We need a house. We need a nice house. We need nice food, nice suits. Tal chacham's supposed to go around. But you know how, what is the ikkar in your life? If the ikkar in your life is that huge mansion and the fancy cars, that's the gashmias that's just determining you. It's nothing wrong with having a nice car and a nice house. But Sarashi Shah Tam HaMitzvah Bepeh. But you have to realize the Tam HaMitzvah, or as we were speaking at Shabbos, the Kiyum HaMitzvah has to remain in my mouth, the taste, Mabli Lekalkel Im HaNos Gashmias. But what does the Ben Rosha say? Mo HaVodas HaZos Lochem In Yonah Kamashikot Maran Mekurban. Again, just exactly what the Yismach is from. We're not talking about a Russia. He is an Ovid Hashem. Ach mirov kulshono sheyesh lo kol pam shechozo v'nofa gil yesh. This is us. You know, I have always understood. We're not dealing with really four different personalities. Four different children. We're dealing with ourselves. You open up the Tanya, the first perek. There's the tzaddik, there's the rosh and the beinoni. Those are not three different individuals. That's who we are. There are times they were on that level of pure ruchnius. So we're tzaddik. And there were times that were over the rabbanim, the raisa. There are times that were rechotim. That's the time when they're rosha. And the beinoni is when between, you know, each. The same thing over here. We're at times a Chacham, at times we're a Russia, at times we're a Tam, and at times she'eni yodei l'shalom. We have to understand what the deeper meaning of all of this. There are times that we act as a Chacham, we're trying to figure out how do I get closer and closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do I have to do? Why do I see somebody who's so close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu? How do I follow in his steps? What does the Russia do? Elsewhere in the Siva shows that the Russia looks at that guy who's so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu and tries to knock him over. He can't stand it, the fact that he's doing this. Here we're talking about who is the Russia. Russia is someone like who we are. Just take tefillah. There are days that we daven very well, and we just can't, but you know, you get into it, you daven, you shmona esrei. Shachris is unbelievable. Comes mincha, I'm so busy. It's like a hecha kedusha. I never understood that, by the way. Yeshivas especially. I can have a hecha kedusha. I understand. If you're not going to daven a whole, if you're not going to say the whole Shemona Esrei with the Chazoras Hashatz, who is going to do it? That's why we're saying Shabbos, that sometimes a kiyum is so important. If you don't do it properly, sometimes it's better you don't do it. I'll give you two examples. One I gave Shabbos was that there's a machlokas. Why is it that we steal the afikoman? So there were those like Rosh Hashanah Zaman Arbach and many, I know the Lubavitch also, they don't believe that. There's no stealing. Terrible, terrible chinuch. Where'd you get such a crazy idea to do it? So I saw, now I'm forgetting who said this. Oh, Rav Shimon Sofer. This is beautiful. He says, you have to tell the children about all the nisim and the flows. One of the nisim and the flows was that the dogs didn't bark. So how do you tell, what nice, how do you commemorate it that night? Well, why do you have a dog? He understands you're only having a dog to protect yourself. You know, I remember when I said this over when years ago, Gary Glogar wanted to sleep in my sukkah. So I was there in the sukkah with him. He brought his dog over to protect us. So, but night to tonight is a Leil Shimurim. I don't need a dog. I don't need him to protect me. Oh, that's why you're stealing. To show that what, don't worry, the whole thing is to make sure the Ganavim can't come in. Because, oh, that's how you're showing them the Ganavim. Comes from Shlomo Zalman Rabach. What are you doing? What are you doing? How do you do this? Because the Kiyum HaMitzvah, I understand, is to, in order to tell the Nais. The Mais HaMitzvah is the stealing here. The Kiyum is to tell the Nais. But if you don't have the proper understanding of it, if you don't have this proper understanding of it, then it defeats its purpose. It's better not to do it at all. Same thing I said, the same thing I say also now with Yevamos. You know, there are times, for instance, the whole thing of Yibum, right? So what do you mean? What is the key of the Yibum? The key of the Yibum is to have more, you know, to continue the generations through the brother, right? To continue the generations. But we'll see that many of the ideas is that, no, we're not on that level anymore. So therefore the Kiyum, which becomes an incorrect Makshava, is better to do Chalitza. I pointed out, there's also the din of Tefillah. Tefillah also we have to be careful, just what I'm saying by the yeshiva. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is why? Because you want to learn more and more, so you don't want to spend enough. But he's sending the wrong message. Sometimes in our tefillahs, which is not to really criticize, because we're all guilty of it, I'm guilty of it. Sometimes, you know, we rush through davening, we make sure that we have 100 different minyanim, but each minyan is running and running and running, and we don't realize that sometimes the Kiyum HaMitzvah, since the Maisa Mitzvah is to have the minyan to daven, but the way we're davening, we daven in such a rush, the message that's coming out with the Kiyum HaMitzvah is an incorrect message. And the next generation sees that. Sometimes you have to wonder, you have to be cognizant. I'm not telling you not to daven the minyan. I'm not telling you, you know, not to have 100 minyanim and what we're doing in English. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying some of you have to be cognizant. What is the ramification of having the wrong key in HaMitzvah, Machshava? Same thing here. This Russia is B'miyayish. You try something, and you keep on failing. You keep on failing. I diamond once, and the second time is no good. Al kein shoel mo avoda hazos lachem v'lalo. Atem shezachisim l'shmira ha'elyon ra'uyim l'avoda. You are zocha to it. Avohu shamalei kolshanos miyetzahara. Shabar ba'ech yochel avodas Hashem. But me, the rush is saying is, the yetzahara has grabbed a hold of me. I can't do this. What does that mean? Gam anu shikum hayinu. Gam anu shikum hayinu b'mitzrayim b'mem tashare tuma. What are you talking about, Russia? We were all like that. We were all on that level. V'rak mikoach shetizkenu v'lois yashnu b'g'ulis ha'nefesh and b'g'ulis ha'guf higanu adko. How did we succeed? Because we didn't give up. If you were there giving up, you wouldn't be part of the Geula. We're not talking about people who don't believe in God. He doesn't believe in the neshama, the Devar Elokus, or the Nishmas Elokus that's found in every Jew. Ashegam be'esha shekuim be'memta share tuma lo dach nitzos alukam imalk shebekirbam. He doesn't believe. He doesn't believe in a whole message v'hasne enene ukal. He doesn't believe that the neshama of every Jew is attached to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's impossible to detach the neshama from the Dvar Elokus. V'ner echa terem kava v'al zeh haka shina v'shikafa b'yeh. Knock his teeth in. What does that mean? Doesn't mean knock out his teeth. It means wake him up. Do something to force him to understand. Don't stay where you are. The message which I wanted to get across is The idea of a higaratim labincha, sometimes we focus really on the Seder night. We're constantly focusing on telling tremendous Divrei Torah, this Orarus. It's beautiful when you can do that. It's beautiful. If you have surrounded by, you know, each kid in the room is a greater, bigger, and Talmud Chacham than the other. Quite often we have people sitting at our table, some of our children, they may not be so frum, they may be chotim, they may be whatever level that they are. The job of the evening is to make sure that every child understands that the Kadosh Baruch Hu hasn't given up on him and he shouldn't give up on himself. That's the ikkar of the evening. It's only a haschola. It's only the beginning of what can be accomplished by every one of us beginning on the Leil Shel Pesach. The second night we begin with the counting of the Omer to be Kabbalah's HaTorah. And I've said this quite often. I think it's such a beautiful idea of Soloveitchik. So the Rav explained there always was a din of Avelus between Pesach and Shavuos. Nothing to do with the Misa of the Tamid. Zohar always spoke about it. Why is that? The Rav explained in Gemara Moed Katan, we made a comparison between the Avel and the Metzorah. Why? What is the one is mechutz machaneh, and so was the Avil in the sense mechutz machaneh. But the other one did tzaras was because you were over Nisr, you were lashon hara. What did the Avil do? He didn't do anything wrong. He says, no, it's nothing to do. He did anything wrong. It's the way he thinks of himself. Again, hamakom yinachem eschem. You believe that you're far away from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That nechama is that you're not so far away from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what we're doing is, the beginning of Pesach, the Zohar is saying, since we're on the 49th level of Tuma, and remember the Chassam Sofer says, you have to feel Mitchila Hoyu Avodah Zara, meaning we ourselves are on the 49th level of Tuma. We ourselves are changing and coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sefiras HaOmer is that every day we're counting and counting, we're growing and coming closer and closer. So Rav says, why don't you say Shachiyana v'kimanu v'yana lazman hazeh when you start the mitzvah? Very simple answer. Because we don't want to be where we are. Shachiyana v'kimanu v'yana lazman hazeh? No, this is not where we want to be today. We want to get to Shavuos. We want to be in the highest level. So the Yigadat and Levincha is not just a message to our children. It's a message to ourselves. The greatest chait, the Svarim Kedoshim speak about this all the time. The greatest chait that man can perform is when he gives up on himself. I think it was the last Tisha B'Av that I heard Rabbi Kalimer. I don't think it was the last Tisha B'Av of 2020 before he passed away. I think it was before COVID. But he spoke about some town in Poland, I don't remember it was, during the war, maybe it was in Warsaw that I was talking about, where there was a sign that went over saying something in Yiddish, a beautiful thing of, you know, Yidden, you know, don't be Miyayish, don't be Miyayish. You know, the don't be Miyayish, we know that a Jew can never be Miyayish. We have all these stories of the Holocaust and throughout the generations of how our parents, our forebears and our forefathers, and just centuries and centuries of Jews never giving up the Yeshua of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The message is, you don't have to be in that level. You don't have to go to such extremes. We all have to learn not to give up on ourselves. Every single morning is a haschala. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. Every single morning is a haschala. Whatever you did yesterday, the day before, whatever you've been with Mekayim, you weren't Mekayim correctly, you didn't have the right das, you weren't able to put, you know, to daven with the same kavana, you weren't able to do all the mitzvahs, you weren't be able to, tonight, today is something new. It's a new. But the morning that you wake up and you say, ah, the Yetzirah, this is who I am. I can't control my Yetzirah. I just can't change. That's the Russia. That's the end. That's the kofar be'ikr. Such a beautiful idea. The kofar be'ikr, it's not the ikr of Torah, it's the ikr of yourself, that you can change and come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so Shabbos,